Hello everyone and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty. I am a professor with more than 20 years of experience teaching, mentoring entrepreneurs, students, and I have more than 20,000 students across the world with successes in the corporate world, in the entrepreneurship world, all over. Today I'll be talking about a very, very interesting topic on our podcast today, that is, think big, start small, scale quickly, okay? So I'll share some of my experiences with you and discover the dynamics of start small, think big, and scale quickly, how it works. So first, the summary of ideas. First of all, start small and start as soon as possible. Do not delay. Perfection will come along the way, okay? So just do it. So my mantra is just do it. So that's point number one, just do it. Point number two is keep the habit, however small, every day doing small tasks towards your goal, okay? Point number three is iterate. Incrementally if required and scale your business, however small, okay? Point number four is keep the focus on subjects of expertise and those that are giving good returns. Try to avoid the temptation of spreading out on the expense of depth. Okay. Many entrepreneurs, including myself, has made this mistake of trying to do too many things at the same time. But believe me, it doesn't work. It gives failures and it undermines the confidence of the entrepreneur. So please, keep yourself from the temptation of spreading too big, too many things, and try to specialize on one or two things, okay? And try to get success on those one or two things that are very dear, near and dear to your heart. Next point is pivot, but never quit. Fix the destination, but the journey can be on different paths, okay? So when you have thought of starting a successful business, you can change your product line, you can change the geography, you can make it online or offline, but never quit. If you have thought that you will have a very big business, successful business, fix the destination. The journey can be different, but do not give up. Never give up. Be ready to face many, many failures along the way, and failures are only steps towards learning, okay? The next point is break down a complex problem or idea into simple steps. So whenever there is a complex problem or idea, always break it down into simple steps and then start working on those smaller steps. Any complex problem, be it making a rocket ship, building a car, building a microprocessor, all start with a very, very simple set of steps. So walk on those steps and you will achieve great heights. Every successful business owner did that. Same thing, okay? So now I'll be discussing a few case studies, okay? So first case study I will be discussing is about Reed Hastings of Netflix. He developed Netflix. Now, how did he develop Netflix, okay? So Reed Hastings established the DVD business that dethroned Blockbuster. And I'm sure you know about it, that it dethroned Blockbuster and the rest of the video rental industry. It was, you know, it did away with late fines. That was a cause of big irritation of the customers that was charged by the video rental industry. He did away with that and he said that you can get into this membership service of Netflix and you can keep DVDs as long as you like. So slowly but surely, he pulled all or almost all the customers of the video rental industry to Netflix. And in the meantime, he experimented with streaming. He had many, many failures along the way. Believe me, he kept at it. He kept doing it. He, at one point of time, was spending $10 million annually on research on streaming till 2001. And then he was willing to forgo the majority of his little company's income to convert to streaming. At that point of time, it was a very big gamble because at that time it was not, bandwidth was not as large, and the streaming, the internet capacity was not as good. There was no fiber optic cable to everybody home as it is now. But he took on the gamble and it paid off. At that time, he made contracts with many content providers, many big studios to get their libraries with Sony, with you know, all the big studios, and then that slowly paid off. And today, Netflix is the number one streaming provider in the world. Of course, there are many other competitors have come up. In fact, some of these content providers like Disney, who have a very big, you know, library like HBO, they have, you know, started in the competition. They have started providing video services based on their own libraries as well as the libraries of others. But still today, Netflix is number one when it comes to the OTT platform, when it comes to the streaming platform. Okay. So as you can see, the lessons learned from this are to keep at it. There will be many failures, many ups and downs, but to keep at it, okay? And to start small. I'll be talking about another case study. It's about Spanx. I'm sure you've heard of the brand Spanx. And Sarah Blakely, the founder of the well-known brand called Spanx, is the first female billionaire to own a franchise that spans over 50 nations. Sarah Blakely was also designated as one of Time's most influential 100 top people in 2012. And even Forbes labeled her as the world's youngest self-made billionaire in the same year, 2012. So how did Spanx start? Sarah Blakely started Spanx without even a business degree in 2000 with only $5,000 in her savings account and no external investments. And she still owns 100% of the company today. That, of course, gives her the freedom and creative control to do whatever she likes. Sarah established the Sarah Blakely Foundation in 2006 to fund groups that support women in education, women in entrepreneurship, and in the arts. According to Sarah, a lot of people want to start big and think big and oftentimes get ahead of themselves. That can be wildly successful, but it also causes a lot of problems. You dilute yourself down and you have a lot of people you're answering to. So Sarah Blakely kept at it. She kept, you know, with her portfolio of garments and has become wildly successful. And, you know, Sarah also had ups and downs, but again, she started small. So I will wrap up today by again a quick summary of today's podcast. So the main points are, first, start small and start as soon as possible. Perfection will come along the way. Just do it. If you have an idea, just do it. Number two, keep the habit, however small, every day, incrementally working towards your goal. Number three, iterate, iterate, and iterate. Incrementally, if required, scale slowly. Number four, keep the focus on subjects of expertise and those that are giving good returns, and try to avoid the temptation of spreading on too many things at the expense of depth and expertise on one or two things. Number five, pivot, pivot, and pivot, but never quit. Fix the destination, fix the dream, but the journey can be on different paths. Number six, break down a complex problem into simple steps. All the successful entrepreneurs followed the same steps in different ways, but they all got success using the same set of steps. Okay. So thank you so much, all the listeners, for listening to today's podcast. I will try to bring in more and more exciting topics to discuss on the podcast. Stay tuned till then for more updates. Thank you so much for listening.